B-Pod Studios.
Okay, everybody, this is a big deal because this is a big game coming up tonight. Game two against the Indiana Pacers at the Garden. So let's talk with somebody who knows something, because we know nothing.
And you can hear the game right here on 105.7 WROR. Pre-game is at 6:30. The game is at 7. Because we have the game.
That's right.
We got the game.
It's awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Boston Celtics team president, Rich Gotham, is on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Rich. How you doing?
Morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
We're excited.
Yes, very excited. Rich.
I am, too.
Okay, we got to know a lot of things today. First of all, have you seen Marcus Smart lately?
I've seen him around a bit. He's had an injury that's kept him off his feet, so he hasn't really been able to be around the team too much or on the bench. He's had just trouble getting to his feet, but yesterday he was at practice, talked to the media a little bit, and it was good to see him, you know, starting his recovery. It's going to take a bit, but he's a tough guy. He'll get through it as fast as he can.
It was kind of surprising because he's that, you know, crazy defensive force that game one, this team came out and played some good D. I mean, that was an amazing thing to see. Are we surprised?
Yeah, it was a game made for Marcus Smart, and he wasn't
right?
in it. Yeah, I mean, it was a physical grind. It was, you know, more like painting the garage than painting the Sistine Chapel, I'd say. But it's,
I know
the kind of game, you know, in the playoffs, you need to win. You need to grind through those kind of games. Indiana's a really physical team, and if we're going to beat them, you know, we've got to match that physicality, and it was good to see us do it and, you know, particularly come out in that third quarter and take control of the game. Yeah.
Where do you put Gordon Hayward's progress? He's looked better and better the last month.
Yeah, you know, Gordon is really starting to look more like the guy you saw in Utah. You know, I think his game is really rounded into form. He's able to run our offense. He's able to get the ball into the paint, you know, hit guys for corner threes, hit his mid-range shot. He's shooting the ball better. So, yeah, I think you're seeing what we, you know, originally thought we were getting with Gordon, you know, prior to his injury, which is, you know, a really strong player, one of the better guys in the league, and it's, you know, just in time because we need him to be that guy during the playoffs.
It's been an amazing season for Brad, and a very challenging season, and it's kind of an interesting thing because last year, you know, the first game of the season, and Hayward goes out with that gruesome injury, and then the team surpasses expectations, and then it was like up and down this season, and then there's the injury to Marcus Smart, and we go into the playoffs, and suddenly they're playing great ball again. Do you think this is a team that thrives on adversity?
Yeah, you know, I think Brad's strength is he's even keel through everything, you know, and you know there's some frustration involved when you have a year like we had this year where, you know, you're not as good as you'd hoped to be, but there's no one better to sort of keep a steady hand going through a season than Brad, and I think he doesn't, you know, he looks at things and says, listen, we've got depth on this team. It's another person's opportunity to step up. So I think he looks at adversity as opportunity, and I think the guys on the team know that, right? They say, okay, yeah, you know, the coach believes in me. I'm ready to go. I'll step up. And I think you saw some of that in the last game. You know, our intensity and our defensive ability didn't fall off at all. Marcus Morris came out.
Amazing.
Gave us some big points, kept us in the game in the first half, and then in the third quarter, you know, we got going. So hopefully we'll see more of that. But I think, you know, it was a bit of a welcome to the NBA year for Brad with a lot of the, you know, the sort of up and down. But, you know, it's time to write a new chapter in the playoffs.
Yeah, a little personality management year. And I'm just curious because with Marcus Smart out, I feel like the crazy guy now I think has to be Baines. Is he taking over the role of just crazy person on the court?
Well, you know, I mean, Baines is a big personality, man. I think he's slightly different than Marcus just based on, you know, the position he plays. But Baines brings that same kind of toughness. He's the guy who's up on the bench. He's getting everyone going. You know, he's a Mad Max kind of player, too. Yeah. And you need players like that. You know, that's what establishes, you know, not just your physical toughness, but your mental toughness throughout a long series. So, Baines is important to us.
I think he could start selling like an Aaron Baines scrunchie for that haircut that he's got on with a nice shamrock right on it. I think that would be a thing.
Yeah. I don't know if you've noticed, but Aaron got rid of the
He did. He got the haircut.
He cut it down tight and, new look. But, he's a character. He's been a great guy to have on the team. Also a great guy in the community. Does so much work for us. So, yeah, he's important to us.
Okay, Rich, you feeling good about tonight?
I do feel good about tonight. You know, I think in the last game, I think both teams would say they could play a little better, shoot the ball a little better. But I look at the last game and I say, you know, Al didn't shoot it as well as he normally does. Yep. Gordon Hayward didn't shoot as well as he normally does. Jaylen Brown didn't. So we get, you know, I think we'll shoot the ball better tonight, and I think, you know, that'll put us over the top. So, yeah, I do feel good about us going to
good,
the game
good,
tonight.
Good, good, good. Awesome. Okay, thanks for taking time to be with us this morning, and go Celts.
Great. Appreciate it, guys. Thank
awesome.
You.
You bet. Guys.
Rich Gotham. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.